for Weber State. Pete, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Peter, I got to be honest, it was a really cool picture. Last week I saw on Twitter, I follow Coach Draney, obviously, but he was out there supporting you guys, but you guys were had you, Wesley Colgren, Assefa Wetzel, you're all running for your respective schools. That's got to be kind of a cool feeling.
Yeah, for sure, and it's great that, you know, obviously Wes is on the up there at Weber with me, but it's great that we get to see Assefa around at a few meets occasionally, so that's always fun to get the three of us back together, you know, get a picture for Coach Draney and for our parents. You know, it's always a good time.
So. Yeah, for Coach Draney, right? It's all for Coach Draney. Now, Pete, we appreciate you taking some time with us. Some big news for you recently in that you qualified for nationals as representing Weber State. Tell us what that means and what you have to do to qualify.
Yeah, so in my opinion, the NCAA Cross Country Nationals is the biggest cross country race in the world. Some of the most competitive, one of the most competitive competitions that you see on the cross country stage. Obviously, NCAA, you have international athletes, you have, you know, some of the best runners in the world competing in this league. So, very excited to be a part of that. To qualify, there's a whole complicated point system for teams, for individuals. You need to place in the top 25 in your region as well as be one of the top four individuals who isn't already on a qualifying team. So out of the mountain region, that's pretty tough to do. We're definitely one of the deepest regions in the NCAA. So I ended up being the last individual in to qualify out of the mountain region, but it's still very grateful for this opportunity and excited to see how it goes on Saturday. So
where is this race taking place? When and where, and how can we follow?
So this will be broadcast on ESPNU. I think the men's race takes off at 9:10 Mountain Time. I'm currently in Charlottesville, Virginia. University of Virginia will be hosting this. So,
and you mentioned Saturday, as in tomorrow, or a different Saturday?
Yes, as in tomorrow, yes. Wow. Tomorrow morning.
So what is it? So you're 24 hours away now, maybe just a little bit more than that. What are the hours leading up to a big race like this like for an athlete to make sure you're ready to go when it's time to start running?
Definitely we just try to focus on routine. It's something we practice year-round. When I finish up here, we're going to head over to the course, run the course, do a little pre-race routine. And then we just try to kick back and relax as much as we can. We were fortunate enough to have the opportunity to run this course a little bit earlier this year, the pre-nationals meet. So I feel very prepared going onto this course, and, you know, we've kind of got a routine established. So we just kind of try to stick to that and just do what feels best. So
I think the last time we talked, you had the opportunity to run down in Columbia. You ran the U21, you know, you also, that was at Oregon as well. But kind of get us caught up on your career to this point, and do you feel like you're where you want to be at this point in your career with Weber State and post high school?
Yeah, of course. I'm very pleased with the way things have been going so far. Fortunately, last spring I did suffer a little bit of an injury, a little bit of a stress reaction on my left shin, so I was out for the track season last spring and for really a large part of the summer. I spent a lot of time cross training, a lot of time, you know, just trying to get myself back up to 100% health. And, you know, I was not super certain how this cross country season was going to look, especially midway through the summer when I really wasn't running as much as I should have been. It really wasn't until the end of July when I was really able to start putting it down some serious mileage again. And, so to be qualified for the national meet and to be in the position that I am right now, I'm very, very grateful and quite surprised, actually, that I was able to make that turnaround coming off the injury that took me out for a little bit longer than I was anticipating.
So it's even more impressive that you qualified, considering what you had to bounce back from. Tell us about the competition a little more at this type of meet. You mentioned it's one of the biggest cross-country events in the world, if not the most competitive. So when you look down the participation list, like I don't know if it's called an official term or not, but the other runners, who are some of the other runners that you'll be competing against, and where are they coming from? What other schools are there?
Yeah, so you always have the big players, the Northern Arizonas. They've won like 6 of the last 8 years. Very, very impressive. They've always got a bunch of guys. Nico Young, one of the best 5,000 meter runners ever to cross the United States. Carver's got a guy right now who's in the hunt. His name's Graham Blanks. He's been running exceptionally well. Plenty of Kenyans, international athletes, also in that place. So it's going to be very competitive. It should be lots of fun. So there's always some wild cards that show up and run very well at the national meet. So should be a good one this weekend.
I think one of the things that people like us who don't run, we focus on the time a lot. But I also feel like for runners and athletes in track and field, I think a lot of the whether or not you feel like you had a good race is it's more internal. And so what constitutes a good race for you tomorrow morning?
Obviously, it being the national meet, it's always great to come home with a little bit of hardware if at all possible. All-American is top 40 at this meet, and that would be a very amazing finish. But also, anything in the top 100 is not a bad finish at this meet, especially for your first time. So I just want to go out and put forth a good effort and gain as much experience as I can from this being my first national meet, and we'll just go see how it goes. So
Star Valley High School graduate Peter Visser, now running for Weber State. He's on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday with us this morning. So looking, of course, you can't really look past this meet, I guess, right now, especially when it's just a few hours away. But what is on the horizon for you as a runner for Weber State? We're starting to get into the winter, and so what happens next?
Yeah, so we finish up this one, and it's a very, very quick turnaround. Just 2 weeks from now, I'll be up in Boston, back on the track, running the 5,000 at Boston University. And then finally, we get a little bit of a break after this long season through December, and then we jump right into the indoor season going into January. So,
well, Peter, we wish you the best of luck. Good luck tomorrow. We'll be tracking things out, how things go, and we'll be in touch. Thank you very much for your time today.